This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hear your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 5 up 4 and a quarter. July corn, 5.05 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. September corn, 5.02 and 3 quarters, up 4 and a quarter. May soybeans, 14.75 and a quarter, up 13. July soybeans, 14.54 and a quarter, up 13. August soybeans, 13.73 and a quarter, up 9. May wheat, 6.76, up 6 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 6.81 and 3 quarters, up 6 and 3 quarters. September wheat, 6.90 and a quarter, up 7. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Thursday afternoon. Soybeans climbed higher on export sales. Corn posted gains on rain slowing down planting in the Midwest, and wheat advanced on dryness in the plains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents higher, 467 to 492. Soybean bids were 13 cents higher at 1433 to 1471. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents higher, 467 to 495. Soybean bids were 11 to 20 cents higher at 1466 to 1487. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 cents higher at 474 to 509. Soybean bids were 13 cents higher at 1455 to 1485. Wheat bids were 5 to 8 cents higher at 640 to 693. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 13 cents higher at 1481 to 1510, with the basis steady at 6 to 35 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 495.10 to 530.10 per ton, and that was $3.60 higher, with the basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 4 to 12 cents higher at 496 to 506, with the basis steady to 8 cents higher at 4 under to 6 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents higher at 499 to 504, with the basis steady to 1 higher at 1 under to 4 over the May. Soybeans ended 11 to 13 cents higher at 1465 to 1475, and the basis steady to 2 lower at 10 under to option the May. New crop wheat prices were 7 cents higher, 654 to 657, basis steady at 25 to 28 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 6 cents higher at 523 to 525. These elevators raised their soybean prices 13 cents with quotations of 1485 to 1504. Soft wheat closed 8 cents higher, 705 to 706, and Milo ended the day mixed at 518 to 520. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 461 to 477, soybeans 1147 to 1188. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 462 to 480, and soybeans 1171 to 1189. In the southern part of the state, corn was 463 to 482, and soybeans 1172 to 1203, with wheat closing out the day ranging from 637 to 664. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 145.15, up 55 cents. June live cattle, 137.37, up 60 cents. August live cattle, 134.75, up 27 cents. April feeder cattle, 178.82 up $1.60. May feeder cattle, 180.15 up $2.17. August feeder cattle, 181.82 up $2.25. April lean hogs, 125.75 down $1.25. May lean hogs, 123.50 down $2.25. June lean hogs, 123.55 down $1.25. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 3rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 123.86 to 129, with the weighted average carcass price of 125.01. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 85 to 88, 4 to 5 weights 87 to 97, 5 to 6 weights 89 to 98, and 6 weights and up were 90 to 100. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts or country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $90 to $97. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,824 head. And now for the report from the Real Livestock Auction held April 2nd on Wednesday. They had receipts of 478 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they ranged in price from $145.50 up to $154. Choice slaughter heifers were $145.50 to $152.50. Select and choice heifers were $140 to $144.50. On to slaughter cows, they had 61 head. Starting with the premiums, average dressing $115, breakers $93.50 to $102.50. And boners $95.50 to $102.50. Leans were $82.50 to $90. Now on to the feeder steers, medium and large twos. They had some four weights, spring $190 to $199. Five weights were $190 to $195. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos. Four weights were $190 to $200. And six weights, 170 to 173. Feeder bulls, medium and large twos. They had some five weights, bring 174. Six weights were 143 to 156.50. Now on to the Schuyler Livestock Sale in Rushville. They had receipts of 586 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 147 to 155. Select and choice steers, 142.25 to 146.75. Select steers, 136.25 to 146. Choice slaughter heifers were 146.50 to 151.75. Select and choice heifers, 138 to 146.50. And select heifers, 136.25 to 145.25. On to slaughter cows, they had some premiums, bring 105, breakers were 90 to 96, boners were 85 to 89.75, and the leans were 69 to 73.50. Now in the national direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 151 to 153. And heifers on a live basis traded at 148.75 to 153, and on a dress basis at 238. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 281 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $129.91, which was $3.83 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $231.95, that was $169 lower, with select carcasses at $221.41, and that was $225 lower. for the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection. Cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000, which compared to 115,000 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000, which compared to 407,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April and May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.92. April and May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.83. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.68. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.63. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.57. May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.52. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.70. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.92, corn at Scottville is $4.83, beans at Greenfield are $14.68, beans at Scottville are $14.57, and wheat at Scottville is $6.70. As we clearly saw with the struggling farm bill, the actions of those in D.C. can greatly impact farm plans and operations. Those who are hoping to navigate the confusing world of ag policy are starting in school. A group of students at the University of Illinois were involved in an ag leadership and business class and had the chance to travel to Washington, D.C. to see firsthand what was happening with ag policy on the federal level. Only about a third of the class was comprised of students from a rural background. The other two-thirds were primarily suburban students. I spoke with two students from an ag background and two students from a suburban background about their experience traveling to Washington and learning ag policy through this class. We'll start with Wyatt Bradshaw from Pike County.
Well, I plan on just going back to the family farm. So I was really interested in this class because I want to really see how politics and policy and just the whole Congress really affects agriculture and how it's really implemented. But I just wanted to get the feel of, I guess, the big city of D.C. and see how they really work together and see how much information is really put into the aspect of agriculture.
Were you surprised by anything you learned during this class?
Yes, greatly, because honestly, I didn't think policy had anything to do with agriculture at all, but really it has a lot and a lot of really just the broad spectrum of agriculture.
So how do you think this is going to help you in going back to the family farm and in your future?
Well, I think it just gives me an eye-opening experience of how it's really put together in agriculture and how it really affects us on the farm on a day-to-day basis.
Not every ag student was expecting to go back to the family farm like Wyatt Bradshaw. Brad Bernhard from Will County, for example. But Bernhard's farm background still provided him with questions about ag policy that he wanted answered.
I decided to take this class because I remember growing up on the family farm, always wondering why are we doing certain things and why can't we just do it how we want to do it? For example, putting manure on, why do you have to do it at this time of the season and why can you only put this much on? Or using certain types of fuels for different tractors for on-road or off-road. And I was asked why, and now going to Washington, D.C., I understand that where these policies came from and why we follow the law.
And what are you hoping to do in your future?
I would like to go back to the family farm, but unfortunately that's not an option because there's too many people involved. So I'm taking this class and getting my degree in crop sciences to work in the agriculture industry in the future. I'm not sure exactly what area I want to go into, but I know that agronomy interests me the most.
And is there anything you think you're going to take specifically from this class that's going to help you in your future?
I think this class will help me in my future greatly because I'll understand, no matter what industry or what part of the industry I go into, I'll understand where they came up with these policies and exactly who is coming up with them. And if I have issues with any of the why I'm doing something or policy issues, I know who to contact and who to talk to or who to vote for in order to best suit myself and the company or industry that I'm into.
As I mentioned before, about two-thirds of this ag leadership class is made up of students from a suburban background. With farmers making up such a small portion of the population, it's to be expected that future decision makers on Capitol Hill won't have any sort of background in agriculture. But ag is still drawing in these suburbanites, and students like Rory Donahoe from Naperville are eagerly diving into agriculture.
So when I joined the ACE department last year, it was after being undecided here at U of I. I knew I wanted to do something business related, but the business school, I didn't know if it was for me, and I jumped straight into the agriculture program. And this class about leadership and policy really opened my eyes to what the industry is. Like we've heard from students from farm backgrounds, not everyone even in the industry is aware of what's happening in the industry. And I think this class was a great opportunity provided by the university for us to see the bigger scope of what's happening in agriculture today.
You said it was an eye-opening experience. Do you think it was eye-opening for you, both for a business and policy standpoint, but also did you take away something about agriculture? Did you learn more about ag?
Well, as the presentations continued, there were certain topics that I knew that students from farm backgrounds might understand better than I did, or other students who had studied more in the class. So I got to the point where I was writing down topics that I needed to study more in the future, because it is such a diverse industry with different viewpoints, as I said, and many different facets, that I really understood how much I didn't understand while I was there. And I think that was probably the best part, was learning about myself and learning where I needed to go in the future.
And where are you hoping to go with your future, and how do you think the experience you gained from this is going to help you?
Well, I think the university did a good job of providing us with the opportunity to meet with many different leaders who represent different interests. As a sophomore, I'm not really sure where I want to go in the future, but I know that a leadership position is attainable for me now because of the experience that the university provided. So definitely something in agricultural leadership.
And is there anything specifically in agriculture that you found interesting that you're really hoping to dive more into?
Well, one thing I've been writing about for a few of my classes now has been SNAP benefits, because coming from a background where I volunteered a lot as a kid, I went to organizations such as Loaves and Fishes, and I saw people who were using benefits or were in need of extra food. So understanding how that policy is created, not only for the benefit of those people, but for the benefit of everyone, including the taxpayers who aid them, is really something that I'm passionate about. Food security is something that I'd love to learn more about, and that's something that we only got to touch on a little bit in Washington, because there are a lot of more economically challenging issues that they have to tackle there.
Rory Donahoe's classmate Fiona Millett is also from a suburban background and was drawn to the ag sector by looking at environmental issues. She said the class and trip to Washington were an eye-opening experience.
I think I took away a lot from this class. I was really just hoping to learn more about agriculture, more about the policy realm, and trying to see lots of perspectives, and I think I gained that and much more by hearing from so many different sides of these issues. I'm really interested in environmental issues, and that's sort of how I got into the ACE department. I was hoping to see different perspectives and how people have different approaches to how to fix those problems, and I think that was the most important takeaway, was that the best way to really come to solutions is to be understanding of all perspectives and be communicating with other groups, whether you disagree with them or not. So I learned a lot about agriculture and everything that affects those issues, so it was a really great experience.
And you mentioned environmental issues, so is that something that you're hoping to delve more into in the future?
Yes, my concentration within the ACE department is environmental economics and policy. And so I think from some of these groups, it was really great to hear that like my interests were being covered. I'm really interested in to see how we can find economically feasible solutions to a lot of these environmental problems, maybe making it in people's best interest to, you know, be working towards better energy sources, more renewable energy, and how that can be beneficial to different companies, and why it's in their best interest to be pursuing better ways of, you know, sustainable food production. So it was really great and educational overall.
Is there anything about your experience in the Ag College that has really surprised you in terms of learning about agriculture or learning about policy or anything related to your DC trip that really surprised you?
I think there's a lot to be learned just from a non-farm background, understanding the whole process that is food production. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes that it's really easy to ignore when you just go to the supermarket and pick out whatever you'd like, and then pretend to be very opinionated about different issues. But I think it's important to see all these different perspectives, and I'm looking forward to having a better understanding of those for whatever the future holds.
All in all, it seems the next generation of decision makers in ag policy, whether they're from an ag background or not, are putting forth the effort to be effective leaders for the ag industry. And after sitting down and talking with them, I'd say our future is looking pretty bright. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.